What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness, across all social media platforms. This is your first time seeing my face or hearing my lovely voice. I'm a clinically diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, and also validate the victims, survivors, and thrivers of said disorders, said toxic people, said toxic traits. Today's episode is going to be answering the question, what do narcissists really want? What are narcissists really after? What do they want? What do we want? Y'all know I'm a diagnosed narcissist. So what do we want? So this is just my perspective, y'all. And before we get deep into today's episode, make sure y'all check out the Self-Love Journal on Amazon. Lee Hammack, I Love Me. And my kids book is done as well, y'all. I'm so excited about the kids book. Okay, so what do narcissists really want? And this is going to be a deep episode, so if you want some deepness, here we go. I think a lot of narcissists are, we all know that a lot of narcissists are looking for validation, right?
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
They are. A lot of narcissistic people are out here searching for validation and all the other good stuff. You know, so many narcissists are looking for validation that they have a word for it. It's called narcissistic supply. Like, narcissists need so much validation, they have their own damn special term created for it. Narcissistic supply, right? So a lot of narcissistic people are looking for that validation. They're looking for that. But outside of that, y'all, outside of just the normal narcissists want supply, they'll do anything for supply, blah, 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 boo, 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 bee, bee, bee. I think a lot of narcissists are looking for safety, emotional safety. I do think a lot of narcissistic people are looking for someone who makes them feel emotionally safe because, you know, narcissism, the NPD, narcissistic personality disorder, it is environmental. It's an environmental disorder. Like, you're not born with it. So your environment influences it. Like, a lot of people shut down in their childhood because they get hurt. Somebody hurts them. Somebody hurts us. Somebody that we trusted hurts us. So we don't feel emotionally safe. So we emotionally shut down to defend ourselves. So when we grow up and we were adults, we're looking for that emotional safety. We're looking for somebody who provides that emotional safety for us so we can feel good about ourselves. So we can feel like, okay, I can finally feel safe. I can finally feel, this is what I've been looking for in my childhood. This is what I've been looking for since I was young. But here's the kicker, y'all. A lot of times, narcissistic people, they might feel emotionally safe with you because they love bomb you. They idealize you like you're the perfect person for me. Like, you're it for me. You are it for me. I feel emotionally safe with you. And I get the validation from you. Two for one. I get that emotional I get that narcissistic supply or that validation or whatnot. And I also get the emotional safety that I'm searching for, that I'm deep down searching for. But I know people are going to say, like, Lee, then why do they, when they find somebody who loves them for them and this is that, why do they just get rid of them then? Why can't they just treat somebody good? Like, when somebody's treating you the best they can treat you and giving you everything that you want and need, why can't you just treat them okay? Yo. At the beginning, the narcissist feels safe with you, but because we idealize you, we see you as a perfect person, the perfect person for us, the perfect person for us to, like, you know what I mean, give you our emotional safety. Like, it's kind of like, you have to see the movie Inception with Leonardo DiCaprio to get this, but in the movie, they were in that, like, made up city, And they hid away things. They hid away their most important things, and just for safety, they hid away their most important things for safety and locked them away. That's what it is right there. We have locked away our most important things, and then when we feel safe with you, we unlock it, right? We unlock it, like, okay, I can feel mostly safe with you. A lot of narcissists might actually be honest with you up front and share some heartfelt things with you. Like something that happened to them, they lost a friend or a dog, or they parents hurt them, or whatever. Whatever it is, they might, you know, connect with you on an emotional level like that. But here's the kicker. Once they stop viewing you as a perfect person, they no longer feel emotionally safe with you. They want that emotional safety. They want it because then they see it in you. They see you as a person who's able to provide it. But then they look you. You're not. Then they realize you're not perfect. And this is, y'all, again, I say this all the time. But when I say you're not perfect, I don't mean there's something wrong with you. I think people take offense when I say that. Like, there is nothing wrong with you. You're not a perfect person does not mean that you are something that's absolutely, like, you are a horrible person. It just means that you have flaws. We all are flawed. When a narcissist sees your flaws, they don't feel safe with you anymore. They feel like you lied to them. They feel like they cannot trust you anymore. A narcissist wants the emotional safety, but they also want to be able to trust you. But once you show your flaws, they don't trust you anymore. It's like you lied to them. It's like you told us a lie. And now we can never trust you again. That's one of the main reasons why when you're in a relationship with a narcissist, it never goes back to the love, care, and affection. Once it goes away, it never goes back to the way it used to be. It never goes back to how it was in the beginning. It never goes back to that, y'all. It never feels the same anymore. Once they don't feel emotionally safe with you anymore, once they feel like you lied to them, once they don't trust you anymore, they want to be able to trust you. They want that. They want to be able to trust you. They just do, y'all. They want to be able to trust you. You know what I'm saying? That's exactly what they want. But that's how it goes in that space. Once they don't trust you anymore, they start to devalue you. They start to treat you badly because I don't trust you anymore. I don't feel emotionally safe with you anymore. You're not a perfect person to me. You have flaws. And Lee, how do we get rid of the flaws? Y'all, you cannot get rid of the flaws. Like, the flaw, the crazy thing about it is, when I say flaws, your flaw could be just you saying the word no to them. That's what a flaw to a narcissistic person can be right there. It can be something as simple as you saying the word no. No. You setting a boundary. No. You not saying, I don't really want to do that. That doesn't work for me. I'm not comfortable with that. That's all it takes sometimes, y'all, for them to not look at you as a perfect person anymore. They expected you to be a yes person. Narcissists want yes people. They also want people that are going to consistently validate them and enable their behaviors. They don't want people who are going to push back on them, y'all. So once you, like I said, once you don't get them what they want anymore, they get rid of you. They start to devalue you, and they typically discard you emotionally and physically. You see what I'm saying? You know what I mean? So it goes into that space right there, where you are dealing with a narcissistic person, y'all, toxic person. They're going to keep doing this type of stuff because they feel empowered. They feel emboldened. A lot of narcissists feel emboldened to keep doing this type of stuff. You know what I mean? That's why it is wild. And so many people, like, take the blame for not being perfect to a narcissist. Like, once they can't trust you anymore, and once they see that you're not going to be just an enabling sycophant, they tend to get rid of you, y'all. If you're not going to be a yes man, they tend to get rid of you. If they feel like they can't trust you, they can't be the validation or supply runs out, and they don't feel emotionally safe with you anymore, then they get rid of you. And you can just say the word no to them. You can say the word no to them. You cannot laugh at a joke. You cannot, like, it might be something as simple as you not picking the phone up on the first ring. You not responding to a text message in a timely manner. It could be something as simple as that right there that sets this person off. It could be something as simple as that. But I think a lot of people don't realize, a lot of people see it as it is so much deeper than that. It doesn't have to be deeper than that, y'all. It could be something as simple as you saying no, and then not, and them not looking at you as a yes man anymore. It is not your fault, y'all. That's why I wrote my book, the kids' book. It's not your fault. Remember, it's not your fault. And that's what goes on, y'all. That's what goes on in the mind of a lot of narcissists and toxic people, y'all. Like, once they don't, they want the emotional safety. They want yes men. They want people that are going to be at their beck and call. They don't want people. They want people who are going to enable them. They want people. They want to surround themselves with people who are going to enable their behaviors and allow them to do whatever they want to do. That's what it is right there, y'all. That's the point of it right there. That's the goal of it right there. That's why I keep trying to hammer this point home to y'all that, like, y'all, you can't. I know. So all I had to do was say yes to everything. Y'all, if you want to say yes to everything that keeps money in your life and makes somebody happy, it might be time for you to take a look in the mirror and go to therapy. Like, if you want to be a yes person and not set boundaries and just get ran over and get bold, like, you know, just kind of get thrown around, tossed around in your life because you don't want to lose this person, then it might be time for you to go check, to go talk to a therapist and talk about some codependency stuff you might have going on. And this is not me trying to victim blame. Other people are like, well, victim blame me. No, it was not. Like, it's being realistic. If you don't want, if you want a person back so much so that you are afraid that you don't want to use the word no anymore towards them or set boundaries, there's something going on, y'all. I'm not saying you're mentally ill. I'm just saying there's something going on that needs to be worked on. You know? So you have to empower yourself, y'all. At the end of the day, you absolutely have to empower yourself. Or narcissistic people, they're going to take advantage of you. They're going to run over top of you. Why wouldn't they? If it works, it works. You know? That's why I just tell people, y'all, keep up the fight. Keep moving forward. Keep being as strong as you possibly can, because narcissistic people, if you don't, y'all, they'll just run over top of you. They just are. They want the emotional safety. And once you cannot provide that anymore, they tend to get rid of you, y'all. Anyway, y'all, thank y'all for tuning into the episode. Check out the Self-Love Journal. Get the kids book when it comes out this week. Like and subscribe. Mental Illness is out. Peace. Thanks for making it to the end of my video, y'all. If you haven't already, check out joining the channel memberships for behind-the-scenes perks, priority responses to the comments, and a few other things. Link in the description of every single video I do. Thank you so much.